What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a very entertaining Friday Night SmackDown. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Kyle. I've been busy. Just trying to hammer out these wrestling recaps, but this was a certainly entertaining SmackDown before WrestleMania Backlash, guys. I just want to jump right into it because there is something we need to address with Jey Uso kicking off the show. Set to settle some family business due to actually Jimmy Uso returning last week, disrespecting the head of the table, Roman Reigns. Roman then actually talking about his opponent this Sunday, Cesaro, saying he just pretty much has no chance, trying to bring up statistics. No chance come Sunday for Cesaro, he's pretty much saying.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. Jimmy then enters the Thunderdome in a new t-shirt saying that he's nobody's bitch.
Oh, man. Jey then tells Jimmy to join the right team, and Jimmy just says, you know what? I'm going to face Cesaro tonight, and I'm going to beat him, unlike what Roman will do versus Cesaro this Sunday. And then this match is made official as Cesaro says, you know what? I accept. So this was certainly entertaining coming from Jimmy Uso. So we're going to have to see what happens later on, and you guys are not going to be disappointed. But we do then cut to tag team action next. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler taking on Nia and Tamina for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Nia and Shayna, of course, your tag team champions. Tamina actually showing what she's capable of. These past few weeks, her working with Natalya, they have been working very well together. But with Nia Jax then gaining control, she actually drops Natalya with a drop to fall victim to then a superfly splash by Tamina. Bing, bing, ring, ring, ding, ding. Your new Roman Tag Team Champions, baby. Natalya and Tamina.
Oh, dude, I was so happy for Natalya and Tamina. Especially for Tamina finally getting her just due as a woman superstar in the WWE. Showing that hard work definitely pays off.
Absolutely. I cannot complain until next. I'm not going to complain too much. We then have Apollo Crews hosting a Medal of Honor ceremony.
Oh, this was just a shit show.
Aziz just thanking him for all he's doing and him being champion in the new few, I don't even know, whatever. It was a shit show, but Big E appears on the Titantron saying him and Apollo have unfinished business, as Sami Zayn then appears saying Cruz actually has the title that belongs to himself, as then Kevin Owens appears as all men just brawl in the ring with Big E then heading out standing tall, then scaring away Aziz and Apollo Crews before Aziz could hit that nail or whatever it is.
Yeah, that Nigerian nail.
Nigerian nail. I like seeing this. Oh, man. Well, we're going to go next to Dolph Ziggler then taking on Rey Mysterio before their tag team match comes Sunday with back and forth action. This was a great match to see. Both men actually reversing each other's finishers. This was cool to see. We don't see something like this a lot with Ziggler actually going for a famouser, but Rey Mysterio kicks out. And then Sue hits that 619 and a nice splash for that 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, man, I think we're going to see some new tag team champions come this wet WrestleMania Backlash.
I think so. I mean, coming out next, we could possibly see a new women's champion. Next up, Bayley. Next warning, Bianca Belair ahead of course, their clash at WrestleMania Backlash. Bayley taking her on for that women's title. Bianca says Bayley is just upset from being thrown down that ramp by the Bellas. WrestleMania, that was hilarious. But then Bayley backfires, standing tall on herself, winning Sunday. She, you know what? I'm going to be winning, Bianca. I don't think that's going to happen, but we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, saying that she's going to end the EST of WWE's reign as the women's champion. Nice. I don't see it happening either, but we'll have to wait and see.
I'll say, and Bayley, she's annoying, but let's cut right to the chase next. I was happy about this. Shinsuke Nakamura taking on King Corbin next. Two competitors I was certainly happy to see fight and get some time. Baron then telling Shinsuke before the match he's just going to give him the real Baron tonight and he's going to get a real fight. He certainly did, as Shinsuke actually went to close for the triangle, but Baron actually powers out with an upset roll-up onto the King of Strong Style after the match. You know, Shinsuke was certainly pissed off, then hitting a Kinshasa, then puts on Baron Corbin's crown, calling himself the real king. But the real King of Strong Style.
Dude, this was a hilarious angle, and I really like seeing this from Shinsuke, man. Showing his comedic props in the ring.
Oh, I missed that. I love seeing it, too. But you know what? We have to keep our heads on a swivel for this one next, with Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce in the back as they actually make a fatal four-way for that Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania Backlash from the altercation earlier on. I don't know if you noticed, Kyle, but there was some noticeable attention. Between Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville.
Yeah, people think that Sonya Deville might be that character that Alexa Bliss carries around Abby, so we'll have to wait and see. That would absolutely be a shocker, and actually something,
It wouldn't make sense, but it would absolutely be a shocker. You're right about that. But just from bizarre to absolutely more bizarre, guys, just forget about it. I don't even know what they're doing, but we finally do see Aleister Black returning with another vignette in the back, in a dark room or wherever, with a book talking about his father and sending everybody to ash, and then calling
just a bunch of nonsense,
calling us spectators, whatever. Let's just move on. I don't know what they're trying to do with him. Let's talk about our main event, guys.
This was awesome. Yes.
Taking off
Jimmy Uso.
Yep.
Yeah, this was awesome. Jimmy Uso returning for his first match in the WWE in 14 months. We actually found out why he was gone for 14 months as he finished his Hell in a Cell match at Hell in a Cell with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Talk about guts.
I guess that's what happened. I didn't know about that either, but Kayla interviews him in the back, as I guess that's how we figure it out. But Jimmy also saying he is a little nervous, of course, after a 14-month hiatus, but he's prone to do what Roman won't do on Sunday, and that's to take out Cesaro. But finally, we do get our main event. A phenomenal match gets underway with both men, of course, in a hard-fought battle. Everything I would expect, but of course, this was predictable. Roman attacking Cesaro, of course, drawing a DQ, with Roman and Jimmy just kind of bickering as Cesaro then attacks Jey Uso, who's out with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. Roman then goes for a Superman punch, but actually brushing it off, does Cesaro kind of actually standing tall as he then goes to hit a neutralizer onto the Universal Champion after an uppercut, but Roman actually rolls out as Cesaro then hits Jey with a neutralizer, staring Roman down to end SmackDown. So I strongly feel we are going to see a new Universal Championship come Sunday at WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah, dude, Cesaro's winning that title. You heard it here first. I mean, he definitely deserves it. He's been kicking ass in the main event scene. And, he certainly made a strong statement, to end SmackDown.
Absolutely. Statement is true. And he is going to make a statement come Sunday that Cesaro is new Universal Champion, I call it. We got to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, that was it for another entertaining SmackDown. Let us know what you enjoyed most about the show. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And I just want to thank everybody for the awesome interaction that we've been having on the channel lately. Almost 1,000 views every 48 hours. We will have a NASCAR recap for you guys on Sunday. Always like, comment, and subscribe. And peace out.
Much, much appreciated, guys. We will see you. And, of course, we will keep you updated with the WrestleMania Backlash and the following Monday Night Raw. Peace out, guys. Stay safe.